Atlanta Journal-Constitution this morning. Turnout numbers show 128,000 Georgia voters at the start of early voting. It was yesterday that they could begin to vote down there. The number of in-person voters on Monday outpaced the 2016 first day when the turnout reached 91,000 versus 128,000. On the busiest early voting day 4 years ago, about 253,000 people cast ballots. That was the Friday before the election. Higher voter interest generated long lines at some polling places, with voters reporting hours-long wait. Early voting lasts until October 30th. So far, 600,000 Georgians have voted. And it seems like if this is any indication, what's happened in the past is the closer you get, the more people show up. At 128,000 the first day, who knows what it'll be as they move along. AP News says eager voters endured waits of 6 hours. We've heard some that were even longer. They also turned out in big numbers in North Georgia's Floyd country or county, where support for Donald Trump is strong. So across the state, it sounds like. Now, one of the reporters down there is Chuck Williams. Chuck is one of the longstanding reporters at WRBL in Columbus, Georgia. Hey, Chuck, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN in Chicago.
Thanks for having me, John. I hope everything's going good up your way.
It is going good up our way. What was the weather like down there yesterday, Chuck?
Overcast. Temperatures were moderate, and people waited. We have one. Well, I live in Columbus, Georgia, which is Muskogee County, and we have 200,000 residents, about 137,000, 138,000 registered voters in our county. Yesterday, 1,338 voted in advance voting. The line was 900 deep at one point. It was insane. We've got a veteran lawmaker here, Calvin Smyre. He spent 46 years in our General Assembly, the dean of our General Assembly, and he said in 46 years of local politics, he has never, ever seen anything like what he saw at our city services center yesterday morning. And I walked the line. I walked the entire line about 10:30 or 8:30 yesterday morning and just talked to people and did a Facebook Live. And that Facebook Live can be seen on the WRBL Facebook page. And you get a sense when you look at that 20-25 minute Facebook Live. I talked to voters as I was going down the line, and you get a sense of who was in that line. It was really fast. It's somebody who has spent 31 years covering this community, both for the newspaper and now for WRBL. It was fascinating for me yesterday to see that.
Well, what do you mean when you say you got a sense of who was in that line? Do you think it was different people voting or different motivations than in the past?
Almost everybody I talked to, and some would talk to me, some wouldn't. You've been there. You know what I'm talking about. But when you went down the line, they wanted change. I talked to a guy who was wearing a U.S. Army Ranger jacket. He was retired. He had been in the Rangers probably late 40s, early 50s, was there with his two kids, African American, and he just said, hey, this is what I fought for. This is what it's all about. But you could sense that people were talking about change. They were talking about respect in the folks that I talked to in that line. And, you know, it was majority African American, if you look at it. And there were people that yesterday was a holiday, so Columbus Day.
Right.
So you had teachers, but I went back out there this morning, and 2 hours ago, there were 250 to 300 people in line.
Is your area there liberal or conservative? I mean, so do those long lines indicate that it's going one way or the other?
Well, our county traditionally votes Democratic. We are a very urban county, like I said, with 200,000 votes. But we have very rural areas around us. Auburn, Alabama is in our market area. It's only 30 minutes away on both the Alabama and Georgia side. We're on the Chattahoochee River right here, straddling the Alabama-Georgia line. and we're an hour and a half from Atlanta and an hour from Montgomery.
Were there lines in those other areas as well? We certainly saw them in Atlanta. Was that statewide, the phenomenon?
Throughout Georgia, on my Facebook feed, I've got friends all over the state, and it seemed to be consistent.
Yeah.
That there were lines. And, you know, most of the people I talked to yesterday, I mean, there's still, you know, what, almost 20 days of advance voting left, and more sites are going to open down here. We've got the Muskogee County Registrations Office has received two grants, one from the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which is the Zuckerberg Chan Foundation. They got $412,000 for them to assist in the election. And then they got another $212,000 last week from the Schwarzenegger Institute at Southern Cal. So they have pumped over nearly $625,000 into our election office in the last 2 weeks.
Well, let me ask you about that, because if I may, this is kind of critical to, I think, a lot of people outside of your state, Chuck, and that is there's this belief that the vote, if not being suppressed, isn't being sufficiently enabled. Like, are they doing enough to allow people to vote? And then you saw those long lines and you thought, there we go again. Now, that may just be that people are afraid of the virus. They don't want to go on voting day, and it was a holiday. So that's what the long lines were about. But another view of that is, oh my God, Georgia has a real voting problem. Can you comment on that?
I mean, I can tell you what my observations are. Here, they are about to open four additional advanced voting sites. Our advanced voting sites done at the city services where you pay for your tax, your tag, and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That and there's about 20 machines set up in a room there. They are about to go to our trade center, and in the next, they're supposed to do this the last week of the 3 week advanced voting period. They're going to go to our trade center probably earlier now and open up 60 additional machines. That'll take some pressure off. They're opening in a rec center in a predominantly black part of town. They are opening in a health department in the predominantly white part of town. It's interesting. They're fixing to open them throughout the city, and instead of 22 voting machines, the last week of advance voting, we'll have 180 to 200 machines online in this county.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the long lines are indicative of the election going one way or another in Georgia?
They don't pay me to think along those lines. I mean, I really can't really make that comment. And you know, it's the quickest way to get in trouble in this political climate right now. But I can tell you what I saw. And what I saw was people that were making a statement. They brought their chairs. They brought their water. They brought their, you know, their audio books. They brought their newspaper.
Yeah, Chuck, what I was hearing was that people didn't seem to be that upset about this.
They weren't. They were making a statement, and people tell me, if this is what I got to do, I'm going to do it. You know, but I will tell you this morning, and we have just reported on WRBL.com, we had a fight in the line at 6:40 just before the poll voted. It's one of the strangest things I've ever heard. It was a woman was in line. A guy came up, got in front of her in the line about 30, 40 minutes before the polls open.
Yeah, yeah.
Polls open at 7 down here. She'd been in line since 4 in the morning. She got angry. He got angry. Words were exchanged. And they ended up literally on the ground tussling. And hey, here's the kicker. They were both disabled.
Oh, no. It sounds like that's the exception to the rule. Chuck Williams is a reporter for WRBL, the NextStar TV station in Columbus, Georgia. I'm going to call you again another day, Chuck. It's nice to talk to you here in Chicago. You all stay well down there.
Y'all stay well up there, too. Be safe.